Are you looking for a new basketball shoe? If so, this is Gary Parrish here to tell you that the New Balance 2-Way V4 features the groundbreaking use of fuel cell technology with fresh foam, creating the ultimate combination of rebound and cushioning. Every step feels explosive and dynamic, and the upper construction features a lightweight textile that's supportive and breathable. So whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the 2-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the 2-Way at newbalance.com.
You thought you could get rid of us that quickly? Are you kidding me? Rick Pitino, from Greece to New Rochelle, New York, the Hall of Famer is back in college basketball. It's Saturday night, and we've got an emergency podcast for you. Hit the sirens.
Hey there, it's Gary Parrish. It's Saturday, March 14th, 2020. Welcome back to the CBS Sports Eye on College Basketball podcast, where we sometimes discuss camel fighting and leaky black. Matt Norlander is here with me, and what was supposed to be a slow Saturday in sports, thanks to the coronavirus pandemic, became something other than slow by early afternoon. Iona has hired Rick Pitino to be its next men's basketball coach. It became official Saturday afternoon around 3:45 p.m. Eastern. I'd actually heard from a source early in the week that some big money Iona people were pushing for this. And then once Tim Clouse resigned, it became a likely scenario. And now here we are, Rick Pitino, a college basketball icon, a two-time national champion, a Naismith Memorial Hall of Famer, is back in the sport. Norlander, let's just get right to it. Are you surprised Rick Pitino is a Division I college basketball coach again?
What are you more surprised at? Rick Pitino is a college basketball coach again? Or we're podcasting on Saturday after the season ended Thursday. I can't believe we're back together, buddy.
I think one led to the other. I saw somebody on Twitter ask the question, are you more surprised we don't have a March Madness or that Rick Pitino is back coaching college basketball? I think that's actually easy. I'm more surprised we don't have a NCAA tournament. I'm more surprised and still coming to grips with the fact that the college basketball season's over. It's March 14th. Like Friday night of championship week was last night, right? I got off work and it's weird. There's no sports. There's nothing to do. I came home and my wife and I watched 8 episodes of High Fidelity on Hulu. There's nothing to do.
I contracted strep. Inevitable. my wife and kids had it. So I'm actually podcasting through some strep's throat right now.
Playing hurt.
Gotta get it done. But I hear you.
I think it's pretty obvious. It's more surprising that we don't have an NCAA tournament and we are in a coronavirus pandemic than it is that Rick Pitino is coaching college basketball again. Because if I'm being honest, and you can go check the podcast from the past, I'm not surprised Rick Pitino's coaching college basketball again. I have for a while thought that he would be back in the sport, and I didn't know if it'd be next season or the season after or last season, frankly, but I thought eventually somebody would hire him, and Iona makes sense for a variety of reasons.
Yeah, it's been a weird day, and yeah, we have not really had really time to decompress yet since we podcasted, because I was working through the night and then got dealt with all this stuff. But yes, so I heard from a source on Saturday who informed me that Rick Pitino had reached out to his players with the Greek basketball team that he has been coaching, and he told them that Rick Pitino was leaving to coach college basketball again with the intention of returning to Greece to finish out the season with the Greek national team if the calendar does allow. So when that happened, at that moment I didn't have confirmation that it was Iona, but it was a heavy lean. Worked to get a second source there with all of that, and then quickly moved to that point. You mentioned coronavirus, GP. There's a lot of stuff we can talk about here on this emergency podcast, and we'll try and be quick and dirty with it. But the coronavirus is why we're talking tonight with all of this stuff, because the spread of it, the precautions around it that led to the halt of the EuroLeague, had Pitino leave Greece, come back to the United States, which allowed him to get in contact with the president and the athletic director and other power players at Iona, and enabled him to be interviewed and offered the job in a period of time that was essentially about 24 hours. If we don't have this, I don't know if that's – he might have been the Iona coach either way, GP, but he would have been involved in EuroLeague here. So if it would have happened, it might have been delayed. It might not have happened at all. And then ironically enough, you know, New Rochelle, New York is effectively shut down. They have the National Guard there because it has the highest concentration of coronavirus cases. So, it's just weird that that's, like, the one spot where Iona is located where you can't really get around in most of the town. But anyway, that's a little background into how this has come about. And Patino's been on the record with a few outlets here, including our own Evan Daniels at 247 Sports. I do recommend you go and read that Q&A as well. I've heard from some people as this was getting ready to break and then after it broke, GP, about just Patino coming back into college basketball, providing what might wind up being the biggest sports headline of the weekend. We'll see what Sunday brings. But what's your expectation? What is your expectation for what Iona is going to be for however long Rick Pitino coaches it? Like, is this the right move considering everything that's going to come with it, including potential NCAA sanctions that could still come because the Committee on Infractions hasn't ruled from the Louisville case that led to his firing in 2017?
Well, I wrote a column that should be published by the time anybody's listening to this. And in it, I make the point, I understand on a surface level. If you go, my God, how could a school hire Rick Pitino? Like, I get it. With all of his baggage, both past and present. Because as you accurately point out, Louisville is expecting to get a notice of allegation sometime in the year 2020. It could be weeks, months, but somewhere in the year 2020. And at the very least, Rick Pitino, presumably, is going to be charged with a head coach responsibility charge, right? The same one Bill Self got at Kansas. Now, Bill Self is directly tied to things in KU's notice of allegations. It is important to remember that as of March 14, 2020, Rick Pitino has still never been directly tied to any violation that happened at Louisville. And he'll tell you that over and over and over again. And in fairness, when he tells you that, it is true. We don't know what will be in the notice of allegations, but again, as of March 14, 2020, he's never been directly tied to anything. There's no wiretap that incriminates him, like there's a wiretap that incriminates Will Wade. There is no text message that came out in federal court that incriminates him, like there's a text message that incriminates Bill Self. But still, undeniably, violations happened within his program on his watch. It's ultimately why he was fired at Louisville. And it is why he will be held accountable to some degree by the NCAA. And so if you want to say Iona shouldn't do this because they don't know what's about to happen, it's a reasonable point of view, although the Iona athletic director did say today that they have done their quote-unquote due diligence, whatever that means, and that they have no reason, quote, no reason, to believe that a show cause is on the way. And it appears that anything short of a show cause, even if it's some sort of suspension, like they're just willing to deal with it because they're Iona and he's Rick Pitino. So that all of that is important to note because it's a part of this story. But the larger thing, the more prevalent thing I saw on social media is how could you hire somebody like Rick Pitino? And like I said, on one hand, I understand that. But on the other hand, this is college basketball. So I have no idea what makes you think the standard of the sport is somewhere above Rick Pitino. As I wrote in the column, college basketball is a sport where Bruce Pearl has coached at Auburn with a show cause penalty attached to his name, where Steve Fisher got another chance at San Diego State after being in charge at Michigan during the Fab Five era, where John Calipari is among the nation's highest paid coaches at Kentucky, even though he vacated Final Four appearances at UMass and Memphis, where Todd Bozeman got another chance at Morgan State after admitting to paying a player while at Cal, where Will Wade is still coaching at LSU despite being caught on a wiretap discussing a, quote, strong-ass offer for a prospect, where Sean Miller is still coaching at Arizona despite his top assistant, Book Richardson, being caught on a wiretap discussing what he said Miller's role was in a pay-for-play scheme, and where Bill Self is still coaching, as recently as a few days ago, the nation's number one team despite an NCAA case that's pending that most believe will result in a severe punishment for KU and Bill Self specifically. When you consider everything I just said, please try to tell me what makes Rick Pitino unhireable.
Not unhireable. The only difference is Pitino has many more instances of somewhat nefarious activity or connection to excessive rule breaking at the NCAA level. That's the only thing that's different about him versus all the other ones. Because everything else you mentioned, with the exception of Cal, which was multiple, it's guys with only one case, and with Pitino.
There is one other thing, and it's the personal shortcomings.
Of course,
that are well documented. But you know, I was asked about this on CBS Sports HQ earlier, and I'm not dismissive of that. Like, when you are such a prominent university employee, to embarrass your employee the way that your employer, the way Rick did, and to embarrass your family the way Rick did, is obviously that's something that, you know, it's a part of his story, and it's an ugly part of his story. I guess I would just say, and this is what I told the guys on HQ, is that if we're going to start disqualifying coaches who have personal shortcomings from working in college athletics, we're going to need a big broom to sweep them out.
Right, right. It will be fascinating. Pitino in the MAC. fascinating and interesting enough, he has a former player of his, Steve Masiello, who played for him at Kentucky, is the coach at Manhattan there. If you're Iona, yeah, I mean, you could not have had a bigger hire. In terms of doing its due diligence, I have to take the AD at its word, at his word. You know, Tim Clues was out for this past season due to health issues that he never revealed to the public. So there is obviously potential that the AD could have, been working on this in back channels for weeks at this point. That's certainly possible, because otherwise, if you look at the timeline, and, you know, even if you knew 3-4 days ago about Clues stepping down, to get all the information you'd want in that amount of time, it's not impossible, obviously, but it just, you know, this very much, happened in a hurry with Pitino leaving Europe, coming home, and going to Florida and Miami, where he has a residence, and making this happen. It's it's wild, though. I was just thinking earlier today, like, season's over. You're right, we are on a weekend here. There's no games. It feels bizarre. And you couldn't have asked for, like, a bigger coaching carousel move than this. Like, this is – it's all downhill from here on out. You know, it's I think it will work. I do think it will work. I don't think this is a stepping stone job. He's 67. I'll say Pitino coaches at Iona for 6 or 7 seasons, gets him to a tournament or two, has some success, and maybe that's really it. I was told by one source that this was, and this is, you know, this isn't, you know, privileged information. Pitino has been public about this as well, but his heart really is in college coaching, and it never sat well with him the way that everything just was ripped away from him, and some of it obviously deservingly so with the Louisville stuff, considering all the stuff that had built up to that point. And so this is the job that he could get that he hopes can salvage some of his reputation there. Pitino carries a very good rep when it comes to being a master of the whiteboard, no doubt about it. And if there could be a scenario where he goes to Iona, is completely scandal-free in every sense of that phrase, GP, and take Iona to the top of the league, then maybe, you know, when you think about Rick Pitino 20, 30, 40 years from now, yes, the other stuff will come up, but the fact that he is considered an elite basketball mind might, again, be the very first thing that springs to mind, because that's not the case right now. At 67, he'll be 68 later this year. It is among many things, but it's not the very first thing, and I think that's ultimately what he's chasing.
Which is a shame, because he is genuinely one of the greatest all-time college basketball coaches. Like, only man in history to win 2 national championships at 2 different schools. Now, one of them has been vacated. I gotcha. But he still won them. So, like, the way I phrase it is true. He won national titles at 2 different Division I universities. Taken 3 different schools to the Final Four. If you go through his Wikipedia page and make note of everywhere he left college basketball and the situation that he left behind and the time that he missed, you could very reasonably, if he would have never stopped coaching college basketball through this day, very reasonably make the case that he'd be right there with Mike Krzyzewski in terms of all-time wins. And how many national championships would he have? I mean, the Tubby Championship would be his. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you can't guarantee he would have won it, but right. That's his team. That's his team.
Yeah.
So there's three. Does he get another one at Louisville somewhere? That's four. Does he ever leave Kentucky and just keeps that thing rolling? Like, he might be sitting here four or five national titles and, you know, who knows how many hundreds of wins and would be regarded as possibly the GOAT right there with Mike, if not above Mike. Like, he is that good, that great, that elite. And yet you're exactly right. When you say the name Rick Pitino, people don't think of him that way. They make a 15-second joke. They make an Italian restaurant joke. They talk about strippers and prostitutes on campus. And it's I'm sure it must bother Rick on some level. It would bother me if I were him. And so perhaps this is a way to write some of that, you know, and have one final chapter in Division I basketball at a mostly off-the-radar school, but a place where you can still, you know, get into the NCAA tournament, maybe win a game or two. And so I imagine that's the motivation here. And I said earlier, like, of course Rick Pitino was going to return to college basketball. Somebody was going to hire him. You know, if somebody's going to hire Bruce Pearl and somebody's going to employ, you know, Bill Self and Sean Miller and Will Wade under these circumstances, like, I you know, of course somebody's going to hire Rick Pitino. But it's only fair to note, not everybody would hire Rick Pitino. I mean, there's a reason he's coaching at Iona instead of Indiana, in the Metro Atlantic instead of the Atlantic Coast. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the type of job he could get. If he could get a better one, I'm sure he would take it. Now, I could make the argument that he should have gotten a better one, but either way, here we are. He's at Iona, and here's what I think. I think he's going to win conference championships. I think he's going to be back in the NCAA tournament. Norlander, yes or no, Rick Pitino, at some point before he retires, has Iona in a Sweet 16.
No.
No?
No hesitation. No.
No. You just think it's outlandish.
Yes. It's not happening.
It might not happen, but it's not outlandish.
All right. Unlikely. I thought you were going to say tournament. Unlikely. I was ready to say, I thought you were like, yes or no, Norlander. Rick Pitino will get Iona into the NCAA tournament. I was so ready to be like, yeah.
He might do that in year one just because he's Rick Pitino. Do you know what it's like? Here, you want to know? Here. Think about what Louisville was with Rick Pitino, and I say this with all due respect to David Padgett.
You don't, though. You don't. Go ahead.
But you replace Rick Pitino with David Padgett, and it's a totally different thing. Like, it's Rick Pitino could have went to a Final Four with that team, and David Padgett, like, just the team's not any good. Like, it's just a totally different thing. Rick Pitino is that good. I'm not enlightened enough about the current state of Iona's roster to tell you what's possible and what isn't. But you let Rick Pitino get his players in there in a span of two years. I bet you Rick Pitino's in the NCAA tournament by year two.
Yeah, you got him in the Final Four by year four, I think, at this point. And it should also be noted that
go look at his track record of when he takes a job, how quickly he gets to the Final Four.
I don't need to look at Pitino's track record when you talk about things going by quickly here. So when you look at the Iona,
Lander the Biter, now making jokes.
Six different trips to the NCAA tournament under Clouse was Iona since 2012. It's obviously a very good program historically within the MAC. It had success under Tim Welsh and Jeff Ruland as well. Kevin Willard was actually solid there. Solid in a three-year stretch. So he is actually going to a spot where I think it's set up for him to do well. And it's interesting as hell. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I would imagine once all this Corona stuff calms down, whenever that is, 2 months, 4 months, 10 months from now, I have no idea. But take a trip down to New Rochelle and check out an Iona practice, an Iona game. And it's got the potential to be very interesting. There's zero doubt about that. We'll say our friend Pat Forty of Sports Illustrated, he wrote a scathing column on Saturday after this and basically lobbed out some doubt over as to whether Iona really did do its due diligence, because, you know, Forty, who obviously has as strong connections with Louisville, considering that's where he lives, as any writer in the country. And I think there is an anticipation and expectation that severe punishments could hit that program. Because remember, when the FBI stuff happened, Louisville was already on probation. It's a repeat offender under probation. So the program itself is going to be caught in the crosshairs here. And because Pitino was the coach, even though Louisville fired him, there's no guarantee that he won't serve a significant punishment. For all the talk that we talk, for all the discussions we have and the talk with, well, Bill Self could serve a 20-game or 30-game suspension, and Sean Miller could serve the same, and maybe Will Wade. There's no reason to believe that Pitino can't be the exact same. Only because he was fired doesn't save him from that ultimate fate. So keep that in mind. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying it could be on the table, and I would definitely expect him to serve some sort of suspension that will be enacted by the NCAA whenever either the COI or the independent review panel, depending on which group takes the case. So keep that in mind as well. Pitino, he's a coaching addict. He's willing to take this challenge on, and obviously Iona thinks it's worth the risk. And you can make a lot of arguments that it is. You can also be a big cynic and say, Iona did this in the midst of the biggest health crisis this country has seen in decades. And so if you were ever going to make this kind of move and try and dodge as much blowback as possible, it's on March 14th, 2020. So we'll wait and see what happens here. Oh, and as a side note, like, is he going to return to Greece and coach the national team if that's even going to be possible? If not, like, you can't recruit right now. I don't even know what you can do as a new hire. So, you know, he'll be able to do some stuff, but there's a lot of stuff, like, in terms of the hands-on stuff. The reason why Pitino wants to get back in coaching, the reason why Pitino wants to get back in coaching is because he likes being in the gym, practicing with guys, and, you know, just improving 19, 20, 21-year-olds, getting better at the game. Well, you can't do that right now. Players are not allowed to do that. So he's going to have – I mean – that itch will not be scratched for a good while now. And
you're exactly right. He could face a suspension. But if you're Iona, I mean, I feel like they just sort of, because one of our editors, Marcus Nelson, asked me, like, well, what happens if he gets suspended? I'm like, I'm going to assume Iona knows that is a possibility, because, like, all you got to do is Google. Like, you just got to Google Rick Pitino's name and you would know it's a possibility. So I'm just assuming they just decided, if he misses 20 games, then we still got Rick Pitino as our coach in game 21. You know, if he misses, you know, one season, then we still get Rick Pitino in season two. Like, whatever, you know, like, you know, we still end up at some point, we still end up with Rick Pitino, and that's better than us not having Rick Pitino. Like, that's got to be the way of thinking there. And to your point about him being addicted to the gym, like, that is not an overstatement. You know, I remember talking to Rick at some point over the past year. I don't even remember what the root of the phone call was, but we were just whatever, either he reached out to me or I reached out to him. I'm not sure which or what it was about. But at some point, whatever the purpose of the call was, is over, and we're just talking. Because I've actually known Rick for a long time, back from when I was a Memphis beat writer and he was at Louisville. You know, and they were both in Conference USA. Like, I've known Rick even before I got the CBS job. And so, you know, we were talking about that, but ultimately, like, he just sort of started opening up, and everything was, you know, I wasn't working on a story, but he was like, Gary, I'm just telling you, look, people think I miss coaching inside the Yum Center and coaching on national television. And he's like, all of that's awesome, but what I miss is getting into the gym and individual workouts. He's like, ask any of my former players. Like, I am in the individual workouts. I like to get there early. I like to work individually with people. I love teaching. I love skill development. The games are great, but I enjoy the day-to-day in the practice gym as much as I enjoy any other aspect of it. And if nothing else, he gets that back at the collegiate level, where you really can be a teacher and a difference maker. It is not just some talking point when people suggest he really does miss that, teaching basketball to college basketball players. He loves that. And, you know, I'm glad that he's going to get another chance to do it. You know, I understand his sins, and I also believe he's paid a real price. And Rick Pitino being back in college basketball, if other people want to be disgusted by it, they can. I won't go there.
My last thought on this is that this hiring happened before I thought it would. I was not as confident as you that Pitino would find his way back to college basketball. I didn't think it to be unlikely, but I would have put it probably at about 60-40 it not happening. It has happened. I didn't think it would happen this soon. I did not think that it would happen before the NCAA had its ruling on Louisville, but Iona gets out ahead of it, and here we are. So I think it will be an interesting rest of 2020 for Patino and Iona, but I do expect, like you, for him to get the team to the tournament. I don't expect, like you, for him to lead Iona to a national championship by the year 2030.
I didn't say national championship. I said I can see him in the Sweet 16. And by the way, I said go check how quickly he turns things around at his last three jobs. Last three jobs obviously being Providence, Kentucky, and Louisville. He had each of those schools in the Final Four by year four.
Okay, so Iona to the Final Four by 2024.
Iona will be in the 21, 22, 23, 24. Iona will be at the – this is worst-case scenario.
Okay.
Worst-case scenario, Iona is in the 2024 Final Four. That's what history shows us.
Well, history shows us many other things. I can think of many worst-case scenarios with Rick Pitino coach teams, but if you want to ride on that train, by all means, man, hop on the tracks.
No. Worst-case scenario is Iona is in the – Final Four in 2024. The best case scenario is obviously they win the whole thing next season. In all seriousness, I don't think Iona is going to a Final Four or winning a championship. I do not think it's crazy to think we're going to look up and see Iona in the Sweet 16 in 2023. That's not crazy to me.
All right. Hey, listen, I'm all for the best stories, and that's just – that would be an unreal – the thing about Iona making it through that far, it would be wild. But we'll see what else we get from the carousel going forward. Obviously, if notable stuff happens, we'll be here for you with podcasts that require it. We also, just to give you a heads up, do have our All-American teams coming out in a few days at CBSSports.com. So there's things that we can discuss about that on podcasts to come as well. But, it's just a little surprised we're talking again already, but Patino news warrants it, and just because there aren't games, the news will not stop, and this one just came a lot earlier than expected.
Yeah, I mean, I'm disappointed, like everybody else, that you know, we're not watching conference championship games today and getting ready for the selection show tomorrow and heading to the NCAA tournament later next week. But once you process all that, and sort of go, listen, it's over. There's nothing we can do about anything. I was like, this is kind of nice. Like a Saturday morning, like I woke up, I watched TV with my wife for 4 hours on Friday night, went to bed, woke up this morning, and I was like, okay, I got to do an HQ hit. So I did that. And then I went to the grocery store because we needed stuff. So, and then I was like, I'm going to come home and knock out the last two episodes of High Fidelity. And before I even get home, Rick Pitino's trying to get hired at Iona. So, it has been a busier day than I anticipated it being, you know, when I went to bed last night. But either way, you know, having Rick Pitino back in college basketball, whether you like it or don't like it, it's a big deal. It's a significant thing. And it could end up being, I think you said this on HQ, perhaps said it earlier in the podcast, you know, the biggest coaching hire of the coaching carousel this entire offseason, because relatively speaking, it does appear that it's going to be a slow coaching carousel. You think you can get well by Sunday afternoon? Because we have a fake selection show bracket thing going on at CBS Sports HQ.
Yeah, so it's
probably a more proper way for me to
say, well, it's Simulation Sunday, okay?
Simulation Sunday.
Simulation Sunday. And yeah, I'm going to try and get a lot of rest here tonight, drink a lot of water, and try and be good for it. But yes, for those who are listening to the Patino Pod well in advance of 3 Eastern on Sunday, we are going to do something similar to what we did on the previous podcast. But instead, we're going to take simulations from Sportsline in addition to how Jerry Palm had his final bracket and just discuss what the simulations spit out and have a little fun with that. So if you are craving a little more bracket talk, we got one more big day, big show for you. And you'll be able to watch that on CBS Sports HQ Sunday at 3 o'clock. And that's, like, again, it's on your phone. If you've cut the cord, it's the CBS Sports HQ app on your smart TV. You can watch it on your tablet, your computer, any device. GP and I will be on there and should have a little bit of fun with it as we celebrate the bracket on what would have been Selection Sunday but now becomes, again, Simulation Sunday.
Shouts to Devin Downey. Shouts to Chester, South Carolina. Shouts to Terry, MF, and Teagle. Legend. Shouts to Larnell. Please go subscribe. Ion College Basketball Podcast via Apple Podcasts. Rate it favorably. 5 stars with nice comments, and we will talk to you again at some point soon. Till then, take care.
World of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount+.
Yes!